I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
My favorite radio station is 91.1 NPR.
What makes Chad such a jackass?
Burr!
It is 3 past the hour of 12. Let's switch our names today. I'll be Lindsay. Adam, you be me, and Lindsay, you be Carter. So we'll get that done. I'm drained from our photo shoot yesterday. Let's get to that right from the get-go. We've got good guests. DeRussia will be here. Joe Freeberg will be here. A good guest on Falcon Heavy, SpaceX. It was just remarkable.
Yeah, it was cool, man.
Oh, it was awesome. And what it means for the present, what it means for the future. When will the neighbor be heard on Mars?
Yeah.
Will we?
Can we open a bureau?
Could we do a remote from Mars? I mean, we're trying to do a remote maybe from a curly place.
The difference is this is an island sitting in the middle of an ocean.
Yeah.
And it's a big ocean. It's a very big ocean.
It's a very big space.
It's a big space.
Space is a big place.
Big distance. Are you willing, Carter? Because you said you've shown some trepidation on some things, other things you've been very excited about. If Entercom, the finest company ever created by mankind, approaches the three of us in 5 years and says, we want to be in the forefront and we'd like the three of you to be a part of a remote, and I do mean remote, broadcast to Mars.
Good riddance.
Yeah, that's what they'd be saying. I mean, of course, they'd send us because they think, sure. Listen, they got to.
Hey, if they make it, great.
Yeah, if not.
They don't.
You know, we got somebody. You know, so, wow, look at that.
Jeez.
Taiwan with, wow, the damage there. You in? 5 years from now, you in? Are we jumping on Elon Musk or who knows what Bezos has by that point?
I'm willing to explore it.
I'm in. Lindsay, 5 years from now.
I mean, for as big of a disaster as Earth's becoming, I'm good here.
You're good here.
I'm good here. I'm a little claustrophobic to travel to Mars.
Yeah, I am slightly claustrophobic, but aren't you slightly claustrophobic also, Adam?
Yeah.
So am I. So how are we going to hold?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I am.
Yeah, I mean, the MRI freaks me out, right? And then, I want the, can we get an open, because I did the open-ended MRI, can we get the open-ended rocket?
Rocket, yeah.
I mean, I've got a little brief. You know what I need, because we're going to talk Armory with DeRussia, because he was there at J-Lo also. J-Lo has this wind machine that greets her at the end of the stage, so her hair is just glistening back. Can we have some sort of air flowing in to Falcon?
I saw the Rolling Stoners on Friday night. They're a Rolling Stones cover band in town. They're awesome.
Are they really good?
They're really good.
Where did you see them at?
At Lee's Liquor Lounge.
Oh, sure. It's been a while since I've been there.
But their bass player also has a fan, and he was blowing his hair around.
So,
it was great.
Now, do you think he just had it
to keep
himself cool, whereas J-Lo had it
the effect
to look cool?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're a man who perspires occasionally.
If I were a rock star, I would need a heavy industrial fan blowing on me.
Would you like just one of that, like in the summer, would you like to have that just around, like one of those little mini fans you can carry around?
Oh, we've got like 7 of them in the studio.
Yeah, but I'm saying in the summer when you're out and about.
Yeah, on the humid days, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, that's still, it might be my most memorable moment with you, seeing just the look of utter devastation when the first time we played Horse Breath and it was 90 degrees it's outside
humid.
And it was so humid. And you look at me and said, hey, where's the cart?
Yeah.
And I go, cart? No, we're walking.
Oh, jeez.
And
I
you
turned around.
And
right
you
then.
just kind of went. I mean, it was like the look that most kids have on their face when they find out something about Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And I think you went through 17 shirts.
I wish. If I would have had 17, yeah. I would have gone through them.
What is this guy doing on Channel 4 here right now? Is he a magician?
He's bending the spoon with his mind.
Oh, my God. He's just serious.
Look at that.
Look at this guy.
Oh, jeez.
Is this like...
Hi, okay.
Is this Christian Slater's heavier cousin, or who is this? Unbelievable. Should we do the news?
Sure.
And then we'll talk about why we are a Target Center yesterday and why it will include so many other folks. But here he is, Newsman.
Hey, everybody. It's an illusionist on the news.
All right, pick a card. I'm going to turn my back.
Yeah.
Remember when we had the magician in and... Or no, the hypnotist?
Okay, tell Lindsay that, sir, because I've said for a long, long time that I think that's an amazing skill, but I just flat out don't believe that I can be hypnotized. And I'm not saying that I'm proud of this or anything. I'm too stubborn, I guess. I would like to give in. And so we had talked about it a bunch of times, and Jenna finally finds a hypnotist. In town. This is probably, 4 or 5 years ago or so?
Yeah.
And so I'm here with Cook, and then you two guys go to the green room,
right? The green room, right.
Okay, and so what happens there?
He tried to hypnotize both of us, and
so then
I can't remember how it went, and then he brought us back in, and I don't know if he was...
Remember, he was saying something. So he had both of you here, and he was more talking to Jenna. I think he was just hitting on Jenna, to be honest. And he's saying these things, and she's kind of giggling. I think she was trying to go along with it.
I was trying to go along with it, too.
Right.
But, I mean, I was nowhere near being hypnotized.
Now, did he say anything? Do you guys?
I can't remember.
Two
times in my life. Another one was a radio bit. Shocking. It was a radio bit, too.
Another
radio
bit.
When I was in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and it was at a large room where I was up on stage, and I had to act the whole time pretending like I was hypnotized. And
so why did you act? Just to go along?
I felt bad. I mean, yeah. I was like, hey, no, I'm sorry.
And then he was a decent enough guy, but then I don't think I was pushing him that much. He was just like, I just didn't have enough time.
Yeah.
So maybe at the fair next year, Lindsay. We'll put that down. Let's try to get somebody out there who genuinely.
I do not think, and I think probably because I state openly that I don't think I can be hypnotized, I probably can't be. I think you've got to. I mean, I'd love to be able to
be open-minded enough,
but I don't think I can be.
What's the liability if we did an audience hypnotist at the state fair?
Because
in high school, at like our senior party,
yeah.
They did that. You do this thing where you like locked your arms and
over your head.
Yep. And the hypnotist would pick out people, and then they went up on stage and he hypnotized them, and we videotaped it, and none of them remembered anything. There were some that were better than others. But, I mean, there was...
But they weren't in on it. This wasn't a setup.
No,
because
there were like 15 of them. So there's no way.
Yeah, right.
But it was good. I'd go watch that tonight.
I'd like to see it. There was something recently, might have been J.R. Smith for the Cavaliers. They should hypnotize a number of those Cavaliers and tell them to start playing better basketball, by the way.
Just not tonight.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even a big deal anymore if you beat the Cavs. They went to Orlando last night and scored 9 points in the fourth quarter. They're terrible basketball team, honestly. I'd like to be hypnotized. Text in or a good phone call. Have you witnessed someone who was genuinely hypnotized? Have you ever been hypnotized? And do you buy? I mean, I know it's real for some, but I don't know what the percentage is of people who are just scam artists, right? Who do this and promote themselves that way, but never really pull it. Are you okay over there?
I just fell asleep. I don't even remember what happened.
Where are you? All of a sudden, I'm looking down at the clock, and there's some noise. And it was now Adam's leaving the studio for some unknown reason. What's going on? All right, let's pause right here. Give me a story related to someone being hypnotized. Maybe it's you. 81807. Chime in now. Bigger fraud. Oh, Very good.
Hypnotized.
Yes.
Bob Welsh.
Yes. This is a good tune.
Great song.
Is that why you rushed out of the room?
Yes.
I thought commitment.
I
had
it. Priorities. I like it.
I like it. It's the same kind of story. It seems to come down. Yeah, it's excellent. We've been asking you to add the bumper music selection. You keep saying, I don't know where to put it. I mean, you've only, you know, we're going to.
Stop. Terrible.
That might need to make instant replay.
Hold on. Here comes the hook. Come on.
Okay.
No, you can keep talking. It's not there yet. You got to be a DJ here. You got to feel it coming
go
up.
Go ahead. There,
all
DJ.
Right. 12 degrees from the Twin Cities. There's Bob Welsh and Hypnotized on your drive home on CCO.
Good. One of the more recent texts, I was hypnotized by Carter's dreamy eyes on Facebook, and I woke up and my pants were off. Wow. That is the effect that you have on mankind. Wow. No, excuse me. People kind or whatever. Yeah, right. Justin Trudeau said that. Oh, how precious.
Yes.
Please. Decades ago, I was hypnotized very casually over several appointments to overcome a fear of public performance as a musician. I think that's a good one, right? If there's a strong fear, Lindsay, that you have and somebody can help you out with that.
We've got someone on the phone who's been hypnotized.
Oh, hold on a second here. Let's go to the line. I'm guessing. Let's guess. We don't know who it is yet. I'm going to guess Susie Jones.
No, it should be easy. John Hines calling you.
Oh! Hinesy, when were you hypnotized?
Just before I was buried alive.
What?
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 Please tell me Bergie's involved.
No, I was buried in a... No. I was buried in a coffin. It was at that station, but I was buried in a coffin for 48 hours.
Oh, no.
No, you weren't. Come on.
No, thank you.
Yes. Yeah, it was the night that they traded for Herschel Walker, as a matter of fact. But we did it as kind of a stunt, and we did it for the food show.
No.
But there's this hypnotist, Dr. Silkini, hypnotized me a couple of days prior to remove the need for eating and drinking.
Were you drinking a lot during when they convinced you to do this? I mean, how could you? That is stunning.
Well, it got me out of the house for a couple of days, which was nice. But, no, seriously. But the hypnotist, he hypnotized me to instill a calming influence so that I wouldn't get agitated while they were nailing the cover shut on this coffin.
Oh, how did it work out?
It worked out great. By the time I got to the end of it, I mean, there was a little anxiety to start with, but by the time I got to the end of it, I was freaking invincible. I could, you know, it's like, add another day, I don't care. But yeah, we did this in the parking lot of an auto dealer out to over by Sense.
Okay, so were you able to communicate with anybody during this stretch?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a phone in there so I could be on the air, and there was a video camera down by my feet and a monitor outside so people could see me and they could talk to me from outside the box.
Okay, well,
I love the radio business.
Okay, what? Okay, Shannon comes down tomorrow.
Hey,
here's this conversation.
We got an idea.
Hinesy, I'd love to see you do that again. Are you in to jump on board and return to what you did some, you know, 25 years ago or so?
No, probably not. I've already done it. you know, but here's one lingering side effect.
Yes.
I can fly coach so much better now. Seriously, transatlantic flight, I never had to get out of my chair or do anything.
So you have long-lasting benefit from this.
Yeah, I mean, I can calm myself again after doing that, which is why you see me, I'm so easygoing and never get agitated.
What was the toughest part of this?
The first, watching my watch and looking at my okay, it's 9:07.
Yeah.
9:07 and 10 seconds. But the first morning, I got a little agitated, and the guy who was the hypnotist who owned this exhibit, this stunt, came by and said whatever trigger word it was, and I could just literally feel this whole wave kind of go down my body and calm me. So hypnotism, I believe in it, but that was the only time I was there ever able to successfully be hypnotized.
There's no chance I could do that. I mean, as someone who's...
No way, but I'd love to try to have that code word where you could calm me down.
Yeah.
But no way. I mean,
yeah.
There are fewer things I would not do.
That sounds torturous to me.
Yeah, well, especially you couldn't sit up like not even 45 degrees. And at that time I was 6 feet tall. Inside of the box wasn't quite 6 feet.
Did you have a light?
A what?
A light?
Oh, yeah, there was a gallery lamp like you see over a picture on the side of me, which gave me some pause for concern later on. I thought, what if I would have bumped that lamp and broken it and started that little mattress on fire that I was sitting there to? It's like, now that, I would need some calming, thinking about that. It was a good stunt. Hey, I didn't mean to tie every time. I just wanted to tell you about being hypnotized.
Thanks, Einzy.
I think that's the buried lead.
Yeah.
I wanted to call about being hypnotized, and then I was buried in a coffin.
No chance.
Seriously,
I would do that. That's about the worst thing ever.
Yeah, I trust me. If they said, listen, we got the boys, I'd say, well, Hunter and Griffin, you're old enough. Fight back. Q, I'm in there. Okay, I mean, how long would you last, Carter, in that?
Not long.
Not long at all. Lindsay, could you last at all?
I don't even, last in my own bedroom.
Yes.
I wake up in the middle of the night, hyperventilating.
Look at how fidgety I am. How would I possibly pull that one off?
People already ask me, what about going to the bathroom?
Well, I was worried on one of his answers. That's what he's saying. But I think that's a fair question. But, again, that was part of the training, right, where it was the food, the bathroom, and they helped him calm. Amazing story. 30 past 12, DeRussia, Joe Freeberg, and we're talking SpaceX, Falcon Heavy, all coming up on this show today. Apparently what Jason did on Saturday night is also what I did. I did not realize we were that close to each other until I went to follow you on Twitter. You were at the J-Lo performance.
I was.
Yes.
Were you sitting with the fancy people?
No. Nope.
I was down in the...
I was right. I'm with the rabble. I was right there.
All right.
Let's talk about that place. So this is the renovated Armory, okay, which it's highlight. Winning NBA championships with the Minneapolis Lakers in the 50s. There have been all sorts of ideas what they were going to do with it. They were parking cars for a long time. There was,
last time I was there, I was parking my car to go to a Metrodome.
There was one of the ideas was an indoor golf range.
Yeah.
But they stepped in and they spent a lot of money. I got to say, Jason, I think the area where we saw J-Lo, spectacular. I mean...
It's
a beautiful place.
I mean, the history of it, the shape of the building, everything, like the way they preserve some of that old Lakers stuff up front as you walked in, I thought was fun.
Yeah, I mean, great. Now let's talk about when you walk in. You walk in and you're in the basement area.
Yeah.
And it threw me off a little bit because it's a huge area. And you have, what do you think? How many bars? 6 to 8 bars? Just small little bars if you wanted to go. And then when we showed up, people were waiting in long, long lines to go upstairs. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to wait in the long lines. We didn't, but we went pretty quickly afterwards. And that's when, I mean, Jason, we walked in behind the first huge wave. And we were at the end of the stage where J-Lo was walking out. Jenny, we're tight.
Jen, I call her Jen.
Yeah, she was 15 feet from us.
Oh, so you were right by the fan.
Yes, exactly, which I was going to talk about next, because at the end of the stage, J-Lo, to look like J-Lo, had this huge fan where face glistening perfectly, the hair flaring back. I mean, it was...
She was eating it up, too, right? Like, she'd stand there and just, like, take a moment.
Oh, absolutely.
It was great.
I mean...
Is Jennifer Lopez... So, what, she's 48, I think?
Yeah. She looks spectacular.
She may be, and I was trying to think about this the other day, She may be the most beautiful woman that I've ever seen in real life. Right? Like, not,
yes,
on TV, not in a movie. Like,
correct.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and
man, can she dance? I forget, like, what a great dancer she is.
Correct.
That's where, that's what she got her start, right?
Yeah, on, she was one of the Fly Girls, right?
Living Color.
Right. Living Color, yeah. Now, am I the biggest J-Lo fan? No. Carla wanted to go. I said, let's do some Super Bowl stuff. It's more than I'm normally going to pay for tickets, but the Bowl's not coming back again. Let's partake. It was worth it. She is a phenomenal entertainer.
It was a great show. I thought it was super entertaining.
Yeah.
And I was very impressed with the venue, that Nomadic Entertainment Group who put on the concerts for the Super Bowl.
Right.
My understanding is they paid for a lot of the sound and the lights and the upgrades to the venue to be able to put on these shows, and that stuff stays with the venue.
Oh, okay. Now, I believe Jack White is coming to the Armory soon. So how different do you think where it's going to look when it's a Jack White compared to a J-Lo?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure they'll change like some of the way the stage is set up, but the sound should be the same, which is, to me, very encouraging.
Yeah.
Because that's an old building. You think, like, I wonder what it's going to sound like. What will the acoustics be like? I thought it was great. Like, it was really good. And it fills a hole in the market, right? We've heard concert promoters complain about the fact that if you're looking to fill about 5,000 seats,
right,
4, 5, 6, there's not a lot of choices. You have First Avenue, which holds what?
25, 24,
yeah, something
and
like
it's,
that.
And it's, I love it there, but when it gets crowded, it's really crowded.
So your other choice is the Wilkins Auditorium.
Yep. How big is the new play, the Palace in St. Paul?
Well, I'm not sure. Yeah, I haven't been there yet.
No, I hear good things.
But it was fun. Like, I mean, I talked to someone just a half hour ago who was at the Pink show the night before, and she was raving about the venue as well. So maybe we finally stumbled upon a good use for the Armory, you know.
Palace Theater is 2,500.
2,500. So that's
still kind of small, actually.
Still, you know? Yeah, small. What was it? Oh, what about? Okay, so what about Club Nomadic? They've dropped their suit against Mystic. When we look at just what happened to Mystic, do we just say they tried to charge way too much for the acts that were out there?
Well, I think location is a factor there. You know, if you're this Super Bowl was a little unique compared to many because this community still doesn't have the huge concentration of hotel rooms that some of the other Super Bowl cities have.
Right.
So, you know, you have people staying at the mall. You have people staying in both downtown Minneapolis and downtown St. Paul. And so the idea of like, I mean, if you were staying downtown, would you really want to go to Mystic Lake?
Nope.
Spend $200 for a show. I mean, how much can you drink? Not that much. Are you going to Uber down there? That's going to cost you $150 round trip, probably. Like, I think it was just a logistical challenge for people.
Adam, don't you think if you were in for one of the shows, you needed to be out there, right? Like Jason said, if you're staying downtown, are you going to take
the?
I mean, are you just you know, you're going to pay a stunning amount of money, you know, and you look, Jason, at who they brought to Houston last year. It was like T. Swift. I mean, they were just enormous names.
Yeah.
And no offense to Gwen Stefani, because I enjoy her, but she's not.
No.
She's not Taylor Swift.
No, and that's part of, like, I mean, look, Minnesota killed it with the Super Bowl. It was outstanding. I mean, the events, the Nicollet Mall, the hospitality, the volunteers, the game itself. There's nothing the local people could have done to make this. Think of it this way. Because of the efforts of the local people, the Super Bowl was better than on paper it should have been in Minneapolis in the middle of winter, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think. That said, hey, if you're Taylor Swift, do you want to come here and party for 4 days? It was 0 degrees most of the week.
Right.
Like, this is not. you know, there are some struggle. I love that we're embracing the cold. What other choice do you have, right? Like, I think we're doing all the right stuff, but I think we have to be okay with the fact that, like, we're not for everyone, right?
No.
So
we're definitely
all of the corporate parties, like, there were a lot of parties. We were about as full as we could be.
Yeah.
But the truth is, if this were Phoenix or Miami,
bigger,
like, there would be more.
There would. I mean, it's just,
there would be more.
And
you would get bigger name acts and you would get bigger name players. I think the truth is we saw a lot of the B-list.
And when people had the audacity publicly to say it, and again, I agree with you, Adam, I think you would agree also, we get all defensive here in Minnesota. How can you say
I was just going to say that, can we stop with the complaining about people who actually thought it was awfully, like, just miserable cold? It is.
Yes.
These are people who probably don't experience weather below 40 degrees.
Okay.
Any time of the year.
I've lived here 90-some percent of my life. When I walked out of the armory, Jason, that night, I was freezing, okay? I live here, with, you know, and then walking out, you know, late Sunday night when it was like 25 to 30 below wind chill, it's horrible, right?
Yeah.
So the idea that
it's no disrespect, it's no insulting, it's not insulting to us at all. It is what our weather is.
Correct.
Weather is a factor for a lot of people.
Right.
And you couple that with the fact that, look, I heard some talk that over the All-Star game, when the Major League Baseball All-Star game was here, I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard that there was a full effort to get certain players to come out here to play in the Home Run Derby. So think about that.
Yeah, that. If it was a New York, it's a Miami, it's an L.A., they're going to be more inclined to go.
No problem. So people have perceptions of this area that the successful Super Bowl will do a lot to help change in the future. But decisions were made before the Super Bowl, and I think it's okay to just say, like, yeah, that's kind of, yep, that happened.
And if you remember that All-Star game, it was freezing cold.
It was
like 60 degrees and cloudy and rainy the whole stretch. And everyone who came into town, including staff, was like rushing to Macy's and Marshall's downtown to buy warmer clothes.
Right. See, our time. Yeah. Hang on, sir. We're going to get to a number more items. So Jason's 12:47. That's your Linda's Construction Time Check. Time to prove the look of your home with Infinity by Marvin Windows. Back with Jason. So we started talking about this yesterday, Jason. We're going to see if it works, typical of our show, typical me in particular, came up the idea, and now we're trying to pull it off next week. We may do our show next week at one of the curling clubs.
Oh,
in town.
Fun.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
If we do it and you have some flexibility, you willing to come out?
Yeah, I'll come out.
Yeah. Now, have you ever curled?
I have.
Oh, okay. Adam has also. Okay.
Years ago, didn't Dave Lee do like a curling?
Yep.
I remember curling with then Governor Tim Pawlenty.
This was the event you were talking about yesterday, right?
Yeah, we did it for 2 years.
Okay. I think it's a great idea, right? I'm glad
it's so fun.
Yeah, I would love to do it. Do we know how many people make up an Olympic curling team? Is it four? Is it three?
What's four?
Four. So if we put in like a day's worth of practice, Jason, do you think we could medal in the Olympics, the four of us as a team?
I mean, bronze? I feel like we got a shot.
That's what I said yesterday, and these guys doubted us.
I mean, probably 4 days of practice, I would say, but I feel like we have a pretty good chance.
What role?
I'm decent at bocce ball. It's very simple.
Yeah, right? Now, I think there's going to be some competition, Carter. Do you want to be the thrower? I mean, do you want to be the sweeper?
I'm worried I would fall in the sweeping.
Kneeling,
action.
Let the stone go guy. By the way, how did we know about this? The captain of the U.S. curling team is John Schuster.
Yeah, and he's also selling houses.
Selling houses. Olympic curler.
I mean, man, this guy does it all. How does he keep selling these houses? I mean, when you work with John Schuster, do you get like some sort of curling setup in your backyard?
Probably. Hey, if you want it, he'll get it done.
He will get it. How do these curling clubs do in the summer? Do they?
I think they still do.
They do really well.
Do they still do really well in
because
the summer?
They do leagues?
Yeah,
and it's booked so often that people who aren't using it during the winter use the summer and the spring and summer to get in.
So we had some guys from the Chaska Curling Club up on our rooftop during Super Bowl week, and they said exactly what you're saying, Lindsay, that they do pretty well.
Okay, what does the rooftop look like this week, by the way?
I think it's the same. As far as I know, a crane has not appeared up there. Actually, we're having like a little party tomorrow for our TV station staff, so I think it's all the same up there. So
that ice fishing thing was really cool.
It was a great idea.
Yeah, it would have been nice to have been invited.
Yeah,
Yeah, or to the party tomorrow, right? I mean, we're all...
Sure.
I still view us as one family.
Yeah. Right.
What happened to Synergy?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what's actually really funny about last week was last Tuesday we had Bud Grant in studio with Sid Hartman.
Oh, that's right.
And Bud was very upset because when he came ice fishing at your station, someone took the red hat that you guys had given him.
Yes.
He set it down, and when he turned around, it was gone, and he wanted to know if I could get him another one. So through the process of mass email, I was connected with Casey over at your station.
Sure.
We got Bud's address. I think he sent one for Bud and Pat.
Yeah.
But it was hilarious because Pat was like, Pat, his friend, was like, leave her alone, Bud. She doesn't need to get you the hat.
No.
But Bud was very insistent.
Yeah, he was persistent on it.
That he wanted the hat.
Yeah.
Odds that the WCCO fishing hat ends up for sale for $80 at the Bud Grant garage sale.
Oh, that's a good
question. Last year he said was last one. Remember?
Yeah. Okay.
Last year was the 90th birthday garage sale was the last one.
Yeah.
Star Tribune article even says it.
Yeah. All right.
Well, if it's in the paper, you're right.
I'm all in. There's going to be another garage sale.
With your dad as like the co-signer.
Oh, okay. Here's the deal. My father has wanted to have a garage sale at his house for years, and I have been the impediment. I'm saying no. I still think this is at Bud's house, right? It's not like Bud goes somewhere else. It's at the Bud House.
Look,
so,
once in my career, I said something negative about the Bud Grant garage sale, and I will never do any such thing again. So, believe me, I'll be first in line for the Sid Hartman garage sale as well.
No, that will not be at his house. I said if somewhere else. By the way, a texter is very mad at us. You are morons. Everybody throws and everybody sweeps and curling. It is a skip. The leader throws last. Canadians all curl. Find some Canadians in town to come and curl against you and show you how it's done. I don't think we're portraying ourselves as curlologists here.
No.
And it was sarcasm, humor.
What did they call us again?
Morons.
Morons.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Well, that's accurate.
I own it 100%.
Every day of the week, that's accurate.
Yeah, I mean, that's
generally, I'm a moron, but more specifically, when you're talking about curling.
Curling, sure.
Huge moron.
90 seconds to go. I mentioned this Monday. We got some pretty good responses. What would you like to keep from the Super Bowl going forward? The obvious one to me is the zip line.
Yeah.
And to me, it's a no-brainer, right?
You know, I'm sure the environmentalists might have something to say about a permanent zip line over the river. But I think that was so fun. Trying to create some venue for a zip line, I think, would be a really good idea.
That'd be great. How about in the summer?
I hope the legacy of this is that Nicollet Mall could be used for street festivals.
Yep.
That'd be cool.
Yes.
It was very successful. And I tell you what, like, I don't want to get too cheesy about it, but it was very gratifying to see people, just to see people on Nicollet Mall.
Yeah.
Every night. It was really cool.
And now that it's substantially complete, we can maybe see that.
There's still a couple more things they're working on, but.
Exactly. All right. We'll keep you up to date on the curling efforts and where we're at.
I'll be with you on the noon show on TV next week.
Oh, nice. See, this would be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, we get a crew out there. You see us, and then you join us. All right, we got to go. Lindsay's telling me to be quiet. That's not the first or the last time she'll say that today. Here's a semi-professional tease.
A school bus driver arrested for being drunk on the job. That and more 108 WCCO, KMNB FM, HD2, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.